Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I don't even know how this is possible, but Trump has a record amount of deals falling through at one time. I mean, just think about it. He had a peace deal with Russia and Ukraine. I say peace deal very lightly, that immediately fell through. When he got in office, he brokered one with Israel and Gaza. It immediately fell through. He now has a bunch of trade deals that were outright nuked by a court order that halted Trump's tariffs and then unhalted them. But now no country's really taken him too seriously. And now, the bill in Congress that had passed through the House, the BBB, or the Big Ugly Bill, is being held up in the Senate, and it seems like there will be no deal. It seems like the negotiation is not going in Trump's favor. I mean, check this out. Caroline Leavitt is now answering for, you know, the faults of the admin.
Caitlin. Two questions for you as well. On the Big Beautiful Bill, you said recently that it is, quote, blatantly wrong to say that it adds to the deficit. You essentially said that an estimate from the Congressional Budget Office and other scorekeepers you believe are wrong. But Republicans like Ron Johnson and Rand Paul disagree. They are saying that it will add to the deficit. That is their concern. Is the White House's position that those two Republican senators are, quote, blatantly wrong?
It is. Those senators, it's not news that they disagree with this president on policy, and the president has vocally called them out for it and for their not having their facts together.
They don't just disagree on policy. They disagree on the reality of where the country is heading and the fact that you can't add $5 trillion to the debt. The Congressional Budget Office, which has been cited by many Republicans, including Mike Johnson, including Trump in the past, I'm sure Caroline Leavitt at some point during the Biden admin cited it when it suited her favor, said that this adds $5 trillion. But what Caitlin Collins said there is correct. Trump is angry because many Republicans are like, dude, we're not voting for this. Regarding Rand Paul, Trump posted, Rand Paul has very little understanding of the BBB, especially the tremendous growth that is coming. How can anyone have understanding of the BBB when it's 1,200 pages and you haven't given anyone time? Remember, there are secret provisions that Trump and his team tried to slip in, such as not being able to hold the Trump admin officials in contempt, which is wild. He then says he loves voting no on everything. He thinks it's good politics, but it's not. The BBB is a big winner. Maybe Rand Paul is just more of a classical, normal Republican. Of course, we disagree with Rand Paul on a lot, and he is very, very Trump-aligned, but I'm pretty sure he just doesn't want the debt to blow up in all of our faces. Here's Caroline Leavitt answering more for the Big Beautiful Bill.
Just cross, Caroline, how mad do you think President Trump is going to be when he finds out that Elon Musk said, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it.
Look, the president already knows where Elon Musk stood on this bill. It doesn't change the president's opinion. This is one big, beautiful bill, and he's sticking to it.
Yeah, thank you.
What a terrible answer when Elon Musk came out and shredded Trump. He said, I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore. This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong. You know it. 13 million views in the course of the past 90 minutes, meaning Elon is now leveraging the platform that he used to build Trump up to tear Trump down. We have another clip of Caroline Leavitt being forced to answer for another deal falling through, this time talking about the trade deals with other countries. So they originally said when Trump got into office, 90 deals in 90 days. There have been zero deals cut so far. Any deal that Trump claims to have cut, we have no text for it.
So it's been just about a month since Prime Minister Starmer and President Trump announced that the U.S. and U.K. had reached a trade deal,
right,
or at least a framework from a deal. Now there are at least some conservative MPs in London who are complaining that Parliament has not yet seen the text of any deal. So I'd like to ask you from this side of the pond, is there a text for the deal ready to be released, submitted? And if not, when can we expect it? And then I have one more.
There's most definitely text with this deal. There is language that this side has seen. You'll have to ask the UK Parliament why they haven't seen it from their own government. I obviously can't answer that.
Propagandist. I'm sorry. That's all I can say. North Korea-level propaganda. There is zero text. In UK and in every other country, they're saying there's no text to these deals. They're actually just not even engaging anymore because the courts straight up uprooted all of Trump's arguments and whatever leverage he thought that he had. It's absolutely wild how many deals are blowing up at once, because at the very same time, we have the Russia and Ukraine war escalating even further. And Ukraine has taken some big wins. They are being clever, but check this out.
On Ukraine, it's been a couple of days since Ukraine made that audacious drone strike on Russian airfields. The president hasn't said a word about it, and usually he's not shy about making his thoughts known on the war. Well, yeah, it's not bad. On the war or any other subject. What have you heard from him on this audacious drone strike? Is he surprised? He said that Zelensky didn't have the cards when they met in the Oval Office a few months back. Does Zelensky possibly have some cards that the president hadn't known about?
Look, the president's thinking on the Russia-Ukraine war as it stands. I've spoke to him about it just this morning. Is he remains positive at the progress that we've seen. Again, he urged both leaders to sit down and talk directly with one another, and they did that. Russia handed over a memorandum of peace, or a peace plan, or a suggestion of one, I understand, to the Ukrainian side. They also agreed upon the exchange of prisoners or hostages from each other's countries. So he remains positive about the progress that we're seeing, but he also is a realist. And
he's not a realist. And she just told a slew of incredible lies, especially.
Look, the president's thinking on the Russia-Ukraine war as it stands. I've spoke to him about it just this morning. Is he remains positive at the progress that we've seen. Again, he urged both leaders to sit down and talk directly with one another. And they did that.
They did not do that. Trump has urged multiple ceasefires, and what happened here is Ukraine Zelensky said he will be waiting for Russian leader Putin in Ankara on Thursday. Putin never showed up. Vladimir Zelensky and Putin may have successfully had some back and forth, but this is after, only after, Trump negotiated multiple quote-unquote peace deals that immediately blew up in his face. So just to summarize this all, it's starting to look like the art of the deal dude does not know how to cut a single deal on a broad level. Maybe when it comes to real estate, maybe he was able to cut some deals off the back of what his father handed him. But when it comes to Congress, nope, he does not know how to get bipartisan agreement in the way that President Biden did. President Biden, for all of the sleepiness towards the end of his presidency, was able to get both sides to agree to a lot of legislation, and it never actually manifested. If he was sleepy, it never manifested into his policy. With Trump, it doesn't matter whether he's cognitively declining or not. He is cognitively declining. But his policy, his ability to cut a deal, is just so juvenile and infantile and undeveloped on this scale that you see it every single day, whether it's with Russia and Ukraine, whether it's with India and Pakistan, that fell through, whether it's with Israel and Gaza, that fell through, whether it's with the UK or France or any other of the 100 countries he promised a trade deal with, that fell through. He finally puts a bill up through Congress, it gets through the House because Elon Musk probably threatened people. And then once it's in the Senate, Elon Musk learns more about it, nukes that, and Trump can't get this. It falls through. Everything he touches falls through, and I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate these videos, if you want to become a part of the crew, you can drop a like, you can subscribe. I love each and every single one of you that watches these videos on a daily basis. I'll see you all in the next one. We're building a network, so make sure you have post notifications on. We'll be bringing on Chris, Aria, many other contributors. Love you all. Peace out.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.